And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lund's duties as school board president seem to have increased a good deal since the arrival of the new school teacher, Miss Emmeline Platt. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store and library talking to the school's newest student, Cedric Weehum. Listen.
Here, sit down, Cedric. Tell me how you're doing in school.
I can tell you about sitting down.
Well, go ahead, rest yourself. You must be tired. I ain't hardly had a chance to talk to you since you started going over there, too.
Well, I'm doing pretty good, I think.
Well.
That new teacher, Miss Platt, helped me all she can.
Well, I'm proud to hear it, Cedric.
She sure is nice.
Well.
I believe I like her better than any teacher we've had since Evelina Schultz, I think.
Yeah, well, if you want my honest opinion, Cedric, I believe old Lum feels the same way, too.
Yes, sir.
What grade are you in this time, Cedric?
I've just been advanced something wonderful.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. I'm way ahead of where I was the last time I tried school.
Well, that's good news, Cedric. Proud to hear.
I skipped three whole grades.
Three?
Yes, well, three whole grades. Miss Platt gave me a test of some kind, and that's where she put me.
Well, don't you are doing good this time, Cedric.
Yeah.
And see, now, if you skip three grades, that must put you in a sixth reader now.
Just sixth, you say?
Yeah. Maybe you can keep going this time and file graduate from grade school.
Wait a minute. I believe you figured that wrong, Mr. Abner, because I ain't in the sixth reader. I know that. Yeah, you must have made a mistake there.
Well, let's see, Cedric. You was in the third reader before, and if you skip three, that makes, I am wrong. Yeah, that puts you in a seventh reader, Cedric.
Seventh.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, I ain't in the seventh neither, I know that.
Well, you sure ain't in the eighth reader, are you?
No, Mama, I'm in the fourth.
Huh?
Leastways, I'm pretty sure it's the fourth that I'm in.
Well, now, wait a minute, Cedric. If you skip three grades like you claimed you
did. Well, I know how it is now. Recollect now. See, after Miss Platt gave me that test, well, she said she was putting me three grades ahead of where I ought to be.
Ahead of, well, that's more like it.
Yes, Mom, that's more like it.
Yeah, well, leastways, you finally got out of third reader. That's something, Cedric.
Well, I sure like it, too. I got so many dandy little school chums there.
Well, that's nice.
And what I like best is that I'm sort of a hero to them.
A hero?
Yes, well, sort of. Boy, there's one thing I've always wanted to be is a hero.
Oh, it'd be nice.
Ever since I can recollect, I've always wanted to be one of them.
Well,
heroes.
Just exactly what makes you such a hero, Tom, Cedric? You ain't been fist-fighting them little young'uns, have you?
Oh, no, Mom, of course not. They're my chums.
Well, what is it, Tim?
Well, don't you know, I'm the only scholar in class that's got a Social Security number.
Social Security number?
Yes, Mom. I have to spend the whole recess taking that Social Security card out of my pocketbook and showing it to my little chums.
Well, I do know. Such ideas as the young'uns get nowadays.
Oh, such ideas.
Oh, me. Tell me, Cedric. Well, this might be sort of an embarrassing question, but it's something I've always wanted to ask you.
Ask me anything you want to, Mr. Abner.
Well, do you ever feel sort of, out of place, being the only grown-up feller there at the school?
No, Mom, not this time. Because, see, I got Mr. Lum to sort of keep me company.
Lum? Well, he ain't going to school, Cedric.
No, Mom.
Leastways, I don't think he is.
Well, he ain't in no class, but I believe he spends about as much time over there as I do. He was there all afternoon, I know.
He what? This afternoon, you mean?
Yes, Mom.
Why, that varmint. He told me he had to go over to Ezra Seascock's place and take care of some important business matters. Left me here to do all the store work by myself. That polka-dotted varmint. You sure he's over at the school today, Cedric?
Yes, Mom, I see him there.
Just wait till I get my hands on that critter. Leaving me to do all the work while he sits around our schoolhouse in a nice comfort chair.
Oh, he weren't sitting in no chair, though.
Huh?
He was over standing in the corner most of the time.
And in the corner?
Yes, Mom.
Wait a minute. Don't reckon he has started going to school, do you?
No, Mom, I know he ain't done that.
I wouldn't put it past him, the way he's been acting since Miss Platt got in town. He ain't said nothing about this to me, Cedric, but I believe he's sort of in love with her.
Yes, Mom. Well, all I know is he come in the schoolhouse there this afternoon with them wrenches, and then he...
Wrenches? What wrenches?
I don't know. He had a couple of big pipe wrenches there.
Now, what in the world was he toting something like that around her?
Well, he come inside there, and he said to Miss Platt, excuse me, Miss Platt, you go right ahead with your teaching. I got to fix these water pipes here in the corner.
Fix water pipes?
Yes, Mom. You know them pipes in the southwest corner of the room, over there by the blackboard, sir.
I know where they're at, Cedric. I've saw them 1,000 times, but, well, me Lummy ain't no plumber. He don't know nothing about fixing pipes.
No, Mom. He sure was working on them, though. Worked on them all afternoon.
Well, for the land's sake. Yeah,
he'd take them wrenches and twist and turn and pound, I don't know what all.
Well, this is the first time I ever knowed he had talents for that line of work. He's been keeping that from me.
Every once in a while, he'd just stand there and look at Miss Plant.
He would
look at her. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I figured he'd do that, stand there and cast them sheep eyes at her and then get red in the face and twist and squirm like a feller being pestered by a wasp.
Yeah, point at the floor with his toe, raking something around in the crack.
Oh, that long embarrass himself to death around women folks.
Then when Miss Platt looked at him, well, he'd get awful busy and twist and turn, pound some more. Then all my little chums would start snickering again.
Snicker?
Yeah.
Well, now, that weren't very nice, your little chums to snicker.
Eddie laughed out loud.
For the land's
sake. But they couldn't help it hardly. They couldn't see no sense to what Mr. Lum was doing.
Well, he was fixing the water pipe, Cedric. You said that should tell. That's sensible, ain't it?
Well, no, Mom. See, them pipes ain't connected to nothing.
Huh?
Don't you recollect when they remodeled the schoolhouse about 4 years ago, they disunconnected them pipes and put some new ones in under the building? You know, they run it out to the old well. You used to have to go out that path there and draw a drink.
I know, that's right. Them pipes are underneath the floor now, ain't they?
Yes, Mom.
Just wait till I tell old Lum that. I can see the look he'll get on his face. Doggies, I can't hardly wait.
Well, I can't wait neither. See, I got to get on home and get some sleep so as I can get to work over at the war plant tonight.
Just wait till I see old Lum.
Oh, say, though, I want to buy a writing tablet before I go.
Oh.
Yellow paper.
Yeah, all right, I'll get it.
Have you got one of them with a big Indian's head on the front end?
I think we got some, Lee. We've got some with moving picture stars on them.
No, Mom, I don't want that. I want them with the Indians on them.
Well, I'll look through here, Cedric.
And I need some art gum, whatever that is. Generally, they take gum away from you in school, but Miss Platt told me to get it. She said you should like me special.
Well, art gum is a kind of an eraser, Cedric.
Oh, you mean you can chew erasers?
No, you erase with it. We ain't got none in stock, though. Might try over to Dick Huddleston's store. Here's your writing tablet, Cedric. That's 10 cents.
Oh, yeah, that's the kind of one right
there. All right, give me a dime here. Two nickels is all right. That's it.
19.02. Well, I'll see you later, Mr. Abner.
Yeah, all right, Cedric.
Well, say, here comes Mr. Lum.
Lum? Well, good. You ought to stick around and hear this, Cedric.
Well, I can't, though. So, honey, Mr. Lum.
Honey, Cedric.
So long, Mr. Lum.
So long.
Come on in here, Lum. I know that it's about time you was getting back here to the store.
Yeah, well, I reckon I was going longer than I aimed on, but you know how it is, Abner. Business matters always take more time than you plan, though.
Oh, yeah, sure. How was Ezri?
Ezri?
Yeah, you was doing some business dealings with him, weren't you?
Huh? Oh, yeah, he's fine. Old Ezri's fine.
Worked all afternoon with him, huh?
Yeah, all afternoon. You know how long-winded Ezri is.
Well, what'd you do, just leave him sitting there talking while you went over to the schoolhouse?
Huh?
Cedric said he seen you over at the schoolhouse.
Oh, well, yeah. I did drop over there. Had some work to do.
Oh, some work, huh? What kind of work?
Well, them water pipes over there is leaking something wonderful.
They was, huh?
Oh, yeah. If I hadn't fixed them things, that might have drowned them scholars right out of the schoolhouse.
Well.
Yeah, lucky thing I went over there. That school board was sure keeps a fella busy, though, I'll say that.
Oh, yeah. Lum, didn't they remodel a schoolhouse about 4 years ago when you was prayed down the board once before?
Remodel? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I believe they did, come to think of it. Yeah.
Just what remodeling was done over there then?
Oh, I forget now. Roof was fixed, I believe, or something. And I believe there was some kind of a change made in the water. Uh-oh.
What are you going to say?
Just a minute here. What was you asking me that question for?
Well, nothing. Just interested in education, though, I reckon.
Wait a second here. What did Cedric tell you when he was in here?
Oh, I don't know. Well, he bought a writing tablet, was about all.
What have you got that silly grin on your face for?
I ain't got no grin on my face.
You air done it? You look like an idiotic jack-o'-lantern. Abner, come back here.
No, I got to go write an important letter, Lon.
Write a letter? Who to?
To Ripley. Tell him we've got pipes here in our schoolhouse we're still getting water out of. It's been disconnected for 4 years.